all the Vaishnava, they are expert. Feminine world here. Not that I am so much big devotee that I cannot manage world. Expert, must be expert. Dukkha. She can give me the fruits now. Intelligent policy to kill India's spiritual status.
To kill India's spiritual status?
That was their policy. Because there was one British politician, Lord Macaulay. His report was, he studied the whole Indian situation. They are very expert politicians. And he reported that if you keep Indians as Indians, you'll never be able to rule over. It must be turned up in such a way that they would think their own culture as useless. This Western culture is very good. That impression must be there. Otherwise, we cannot do it. But the education and everything was going on very silently on this principle.
Imperceptibly, they introduced
this. That is their administration. And that was going on for the last 200 years. So India lost. At last, one of these educated persons, they lost. And the mass of people, they are not educated. They have not lost, but they don't find any good example by the leaders.
No encouragement.
No encouragement. They are simply staying somehow or other in their original culture. But there is no encouragement by the leaders. The leaders have lost. This is the position. It's like Jawaharlal Nehru. He was a complete rascal about Indian culture. He did not think that Indian culture has any value. Then he wrote the book, Discovery of India. You know that? Yes, it is little popular. Discovery of India. So long, India was not discovered by opiate or something like that, as the Russians say. Now it is now discovered and that his leaders have to become anglicized or Europeanized. Industry, the Western way of living, eating, and everything, pollution, everything.
Abortion.
Yes. Otherwise, we have seen in our childhood how happy people were there. Simple. If one has 5 rupees income per month, is it? I've seen it. Husband, wife, a small family, if he has got 5 rupees income, they can maintain. Very nice, happy. Why not? Suppose he has got 5 rupees income. The rice was selling at 4 rupees. So, 2 persons, say 1/4 kg, 1/4 share, each. The gentleman cannot eat more than that. So, means half a share. And the whole month, 15 share. It is about 1 rupee 8 anna. And further 1 rupee 8 anna that, but vegetables and other things. It's 3 rupees they can maintain. They have been. And 2 rupees is still there, he can spend for other purposes. I've seen it. Fresh vegetable, rice, they say, just like this banana leaf, the pots were of earthen, the wife is cooking, and he is utilizing dry folios as fuel, little temperature, everything is cooked, the husband takes one banana leaf and spreads, and the wife gives sufficient rice and vegetable. And things are so cheap. I've seen it. And fresh. Anything fresh. Any cultivator, he has got little land surrounding his house and he is growing vegetable like squash, chilies and some spinach. Yes. And
eggplant
and this banana. So whatever is grown, he takes in a basket, goes to the market, immediately sold. And they are all fresh, collected in the morning, and it is sold by 8 o'clock. All fresh vegetables. There is no export, there is no facility of transport. These rascals introduced transport, big scale transport, this railway. There is no railway. So, transport means this villager, instead of selling locally or 1 mile away, he will dispatch in Calcutta. The Calcutta people, they are sitting on table and smoking and printing paper money and exporting.
We had this experience when we were traveling with our bus from Calcutta to Vrindavan. We would want to buy watermelon from people who were growing right on the bank of the river. He would have a huge pile. And he said, no, I'm not selling. I'm transporting these to Delhi, where one cannot get watermelon. He's getting 5 times the price he would get in his local.
And from Vrindavan, you have seen, they are exporting that drumsticks.
Yeah.
Drumsticks. So the transport is a dangerous thing.
Yeah, this is a scheme.
The local man cannot get. He's starving. And the man in big cities, he's doing nothing. He simply has got paper to sign. And paper money is attracting. All production. And they're starving. This is modern civilization. everything, milk, vegetable, fish, everything, the chana. Otherwise, within the village, you can get everything. Village economy. Everything very cheap. And as soon as they got these transport facilities, the local man, they could not eat. And these lazy rascals, they are getting everything. That's how big, big cities like Calcutta, Bombay, they millions of population, they are not producing anything. The producer is a different man. They are simply artificially cheating them by paper money they take. This is money.
And on the basis of this transporting of food, other industries grow, like for instance packing. Sometimes the package costs more than the item which is being packaged.
Especially in your country. Packing is more important than it. They send me some presentation, the huge package.
And consequently, those persons who are farmers,
now
they become discouraged.
It has become a problem how to throw these packages.
This is another problem.
Plastic, you can't dispose of glass.
Simply creating problems. This modern civilization, they could not make any profit. They created some problems. Very dangerous civilization.
There was one writer, he wrote a book about the cities, these big modern cities, and he said that in the future the price of labor will become so enormous that to break down the old buildings in these cities, which have been built to become obsolete, will be impossible, and the whole place will become slum and like that.